You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Headline one comes to us from Retail Dive. Nike's third quarter revenue remained relatively flat at $12.4 billion, prompting the sportswear giant to reassess its direct-to-consumer strategy. CEO John Donahoe acknowledged that Nike is not performing at its full potential and emphasized the need to refocus on wholesale partnerships and accelerate product innovation. While Nike direct revenues saw a slight increase year over year to $5.4 billion, digital sales declined by 3%. In contrast, wholesale revenue grew by 3% to $6.6 billion. Net income for the year also decreased by 5% to $1.2 billion. Donahoe outlined four key priorities to address these challenges: a renewed emphasis on sports, enhanced product innovation, more assertive brand marketing, and reinvestment in wholesale partners. Nike aims to recenter its operations around the consumer and athletic performance. The shift in strategy follows Nike's announcement of a $2 billion cost-saving initiative in December, with the company recognizing that its DTC approach had introduced complexity and inefficiency. Additionally, Nike has begun re-engaging with wholesale partners from which it previously scaled back. To streamline operations, Nike initiated layoffs of over 1,600 employees at the beginning of 2024 and is restructuring support functions while reallocating resources to areas like design, product creation, and brand development. Headline 2 comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. Shein, the China-founded fashion powerhouse known for its rapid expansion and pioneering small-batch manufacturing model, is shifting its business strategy amidst challenges in its biggest market. The U.S. Executive Chairman Donald Tang announced a new initiative called Supply Chain as a Service, which aims to open up Shein's supply chain infrastructure and technology to global brands and designers. This move comes as Shein faces regulatory scrutiny and increased competition. While Shein has filed for a U.S. stock listing, it has encountered delays, prompting consideration of alternative listing options. Despite these challenges, Shein delivered record-breaking revenue and profit in 2023. The company's success is attributed to its revolutionary fashion manufacturing approach, which involves contracting with thousands of factories in China to produce tens of thousands of new styles daily. By leveraging real-time data and on-demand manufacturing, Shein minimizes storage costs and inventory waste, enabling it to offer ultra-low prices. In addition to its marketplace expansion and strategic partnerships with global brands, Shein is now offering its supply chain ecosystem to external partners, emphasizing its efficient manufacturing and distribution capabilities. This move aligns with Shein's focus on maintaining its competitive edge and efficiency in the fashion industry. Headline 3 also comes to us from Chain Store Age. DoorDash is launching a pilot program in Christiansburg, Virginia to test drone delivery of Wendy's orders in collaboration with Wing, the drone delivery provider backed by Google parent company Alphabet. This initiative builds upon a successful drone delivery test program previously conducted in Australia, marking the first integration of Wing's drone delivery service within another on-demand delivery marketplace. Starting from March 21st, select DoorDash customers in Christiansburg will have the option to choose drone delivery when ordering eligible items from a local Wendy's restaurant through the DoorDash app. Once a customer selects drone delivery and places an order, it will be prepared at the Wendy's location and delivered by a Wing drone, typically within 30 minutes. The drones, which travel at around 65 miles per hour, will hover and lower the order outside the customer's doorstep using a tether. DoorDash aims to provide access to innovative delivery solutions through this partnership with Wing, offering a quick and sustainable delivery option for small orders over short distances. The pilot program initially launches in Christiansburg, with plans for expansion to other U.S. cities later in 2024. Headline 4 also comes to us from Retail Dive. Five Below is adjusting its approach to self-checkout in response to unexpectedly high levels of inventory loss, with CEO Joel Anderson announcing plans to limit the number of self-checkouts at its stores. The discount retailer will also implement measures such as checking receipts, increasing store payroll, and adding guards to combat inventory shrinkage. This decision comes as Five Below reported a 19% increase in net sales for Q4, reaching $1.34 billion, with net income up 18% to $202.2 million. Adjusting for the extra week, net sales rose 14.9%, and comparable store sales increased by 3.1%. The move to scale back self-checkout aligns with a broader trend among retailers reassessing their use of this technology. While self-checkout offers convenience and cost savings, over-reliance on it has led to vulnerabilities. Retailers like Dollar General and Target have similarly increased front-end staffing or limited self-checkout options to address these concerns. Five Below tested various strategies to mitigate shrinkage, finding that increasing the presence of store associates at checkout was most effective. This approach ensures that items are properly scanned while also enhancing the customer experience. By striking a balance between efficiency and customer service, Five Below aims to address inventory loss and improve overall store operations.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.